الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In today's lesson, inshallah ta'ala, we'll take a few ayat in Surah At-Takwir. This Surah At-Takwir, the Surah that follows Abasa wa Tawalla, is a Surah which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. In a hadith reported in the Musnad, Imam Ahmad, and also at Tirmidhi, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever wants to feel as if though he's looking at the Day of Judgment with his eyes, i.e. as if though the Day of Judgment is in front of you and the events that unfold are taking place right in front of your eyes. He says, فَلْيَقْرَأْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Then let him read, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. And إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. And إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ. These three surahs are surahs that describe some of the events on the Day of Judgment. In fact, Surah At-Takwir, the surah that we're going to take today, or some passages of the surah that we're going to take today, inshallah ta'ala, describes with perfect detail six events that take place before the Day of Judgment and six events that take place on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, describing perfectly, with eloquence, some of these events that unfold. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to realize that the Day of Judgment, what happens before it and on the Day of Judgment as well, it's an absolute different world. So what you see in the world today, in terms of the mountains and the clouds and the skies and the earth, on the Day of Judgment or slightly before it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the dimensions of everything we know and how we know it to exist. He begins by saying, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. And when the sun is kuwirat, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the six signs directly before the Day of Judgment, and then six signs that we'll see on the Day of Judgment. So He says, when the sun becomes kuwirat. What is kuwirat? The scholars of tafsir, they say kuwirat has three meanings. The first is that when the sun is wrapped up in some kind of clothing or like a bandage. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Number two, when the sun loses its light. Number three, when the sun is placed in the fire. Again, Allah Jalla wa'ala is speaking about something that we can't imagine. We see the sun, it's a source of light. We see the sun is high above us. But Allah Jalla wa'ala is speaking about an event that's taking place that we can't imagine. The world has changed. When the sun is wrapped up, when the sun loses its light, and the sun will be placed in the fire. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. And when the nujum, when the stars, انْكَدَرَتْ. انْكَدَرَتْ means two words, or it has two meanings. The first, the stars itself begins to lose light. No longer is it reflecting the light, or no longer does it have any source of light. انْكَدَرَتْ also means it begins to fall and collapse on earth. Allah Jalla wa'ala is telling us that when this happens, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, the sun is wrapped up and loses its light. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, and the stars begin to fall on the earth, collapsing in front of you. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when the mountains, سُيِّرَتْ, when the mountains pass by you in dust, as in they've been blown up. So you see the after effects of something that is blown up. That dust, that cloud that follows you, that cloud that drowns you, that cloud that suffocates you. He says, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. Then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And when the عِشَار is عُطِّلَتْ, what is the عِشَار? The عِشَار refers to a very expensive pregnant camel. In the time of the Arabs, one of the most luxurious types of items that a person will buy and sell were the pregnant camels. The pregnant she camels. They were extremely expensive. Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ أُطِّلَتْ. When the most expensive camels, but it doesn't just refer to expensive camels, but the most expensive items on earth عُطِّلَتْ are neglected. So you'd see the most expensive, luxurious things that mankind often fight for. They want to be able to purchase like the most luxurious items. They'll be on display for the world to take. But the matter that is facing the earth and the people of the earth at that particular moment is so severe that even the most luxurious items are neglected. No one wants it. No one wants to purchase it. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And when the wuhush, when all of the animal kingdom, when all of the animal kingdom, the birds, the beasts, the cats, the dogs, the bears, when all of the most, the animal kingdom, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ, the wild beasts, حُشِرَتْ. When they are gathered together. They are gathered together. Some of the scholars of tafsir, like some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they say, as Ibn Jarir al-Tabari mentions, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that the animals get together, and the jinn get together, and mankind get together, and the birds begin to collapse, and everyone sits gathering together in absolute hysteria and trauma on earth. One of the last moments of earth is when every single part of creation gather together. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And why do they gather together? Because what is happening around them, their surroundings have changed. They're extremely frightened. They're scared for their well-being. They've never seen the earth. They've never seen the earth like this. They've never seen the sun wrapped up. They've never seen stars dropping. They've never seen the calamities of the mountains being destroyed and blown up. The earth is experiencing something they never read about, they never heard about, they never experienced. No one has ever lived to tell this story. No book has ever described what's going on. So even the animal kingdom are extremely confused. They're frightened, they're scared. They all gather together. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Some of the Sahaba narrate that the jinn get together, mankind get together, the animal get together. And the jinn, they say, because the jinn, Allah Jalla has given them long, lengthy lives. The jinn, they say, we believe the trial of Nuh alayhi salam is about to take place on earth now. We believe the trial of Nuh is about to take place on earth. The trial of Nuh was where Allah Jalla destroyed the world with water, with rain, with springs, with the ocean. And he made everything collapse upon each other through the rain. So the jinn say, we believe what's happening now is the trial of Nuh alayhi salam. Let us go to the ocean. So the animals get together, mankind get together. They didn't say, let us go to the ocean. And they will jump on the boats or the ships. Just like how Nuh alayhi salam, he did with the animals. So they begin making their way towards the ocean, as the Sahaba narrate. But once they get to the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. Once they get to the ocean, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ, and when the oceans are sujjirat, are flamed, the oceans become fire. The oceans turn into fire. There's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere to escape. The adab of Allah Jalla wa'ala is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these six ayat, He gives six beautiful descriptions, frightening descriptions, of what is about to take place just before the Day of Judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to us six later descriptions that take place on the Day of Judgment itself. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll take this with the surahs that come after because they have more meanings and Allah Jalla wa'ala explores extra detail with these events in the later surahs as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. وجزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.